Yesterday, upon the stair, I met a man who wasn't there.
Hello? Can you find me?
He wasn't there again today. I wish he'd go away.
I'm behind you. I'm right behind you.
Last night I saw upon the stair a little man who wasn't there.
Don't be scared. I just want to play a game with you.
He wasn't there again today. Oh, how I wish he'd go away.
Hey there, pod people. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Paranormal Whispers, a Through the Abyss podcast production. We are doing our part two of my chat with the Midnight Girls and Boys paranormal team.
And that was also when later on that night, when we're asking questions and stuff, that we got that voice. It sounds like a gruff man, you know, just saying, you know, get out, you know. And didn't whatever's there, like, doesn't want you there. Mm-hmm. For sure. But yeah, it was a very,
yeah,
that was another kind of eerie place for sure.
That's, yep, interesting.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I would love to try to walk across that wall, though.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we should have let him, but I don't know. It was scary.
I probably would have jumped down if I were him.
Yeah. Breath, it looked like he was in a freezer.
I think it's everybody got scared at that second is what happened. You know, he was scared and we were scared and what we were seeing was scary and we were like, nah, this is,
yeah.
So we got some grumpy spirits there, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm just picturing the cemetery in my head and it just seems like it's so pretty. You know, our pretty, you know, creepy pretty.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. I love cemeteries. Like,
me too.
At night and in the daytime. At night it can be eerie, but I love picnicking in the daytime. I know, mm-hmm, that sounds weird. There, to me, in a pretty cemetery in a bright sparkly day.
Yeah.
It's really no prettier place you could be, and I know some people would think that that might be morbid, but
I don't think it is. I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
Well, I can kind of tell you a funny story. We have a family cemetery about 50 miles from where we live, where a lot, mm-hmm, of my family is buried.
Okay.
And I have a favorite aunt that's buried there, and her name is Nelda. And we decided one weekend, I think it was on Saturday or something, we were gonna go up there and see if we could
talk to her.
Sure. Yeah. And so we brought a little picnic, and we had a little picnic up there, and it had been about a year since she passed away, and she still didn't have a tombstone.
She didn't have a headstone.
Oh,
and so I'm like, you know, we were kind of upset about that.
Yeah.
I was kind of upset at my cousin. And
yeah.
So we were asking, you know, Aunt Nelda, you know, why haven't they, do you know why they haven't put you a tombstone here? Why, we wonder why you don't have one.
Yeah.
And so we asked a few more questions, and then we sit down to eat our lunch, and Sarah was listening back to the recorder. And when we asked that question, she said, too cheap.
Too cheap.
Oh, no.
That was her answer.
Too cheap.
Oh, they're, I hope you let your cousin hear that.
There's like, oh, boy.
And that would be Aunt Nelda. She was funny.
That was her personality. Yeah. She said, too cheap.
Too cheap.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's great.
So,
yeah. So funny.
It was funny.
So that might segue into the last EVP. Let me tell you something. My mom was upset because I sent you an EVP from the Gibson Inn in Apalachicola.
Okay.
But the funny thing is, we had another EVP that got lost, yes, from the Gibson Inn. Because it was actually came through a cell phone video.
Mm-hmm.
And then my nephew accidentally erased the cell phone video.
Oh, no.
So we lost this most amazing EVP. Talking about how sometimes some of the things spirits say can be funny.
Can be comical, yeah.
And so there's this other side to things, if they have a good sense of humor, if just what they say comes out as funny. And in this case, we were at the Gibson Inn,
Which is Apalachicola, Florida.
and she, I sent her some history about
Okay,
it.
good.
But it's nighttime, it's like 2 or 3 in the morning. It's very quiet there, it's a little town anyhow, but like everybody's asleep. I don't even know if the staff is there. We're roaming around the halls at night, and with our equipment, like the Ghostbusters, and so we're asking questions, the typical questions, like, why are you here?
Or what did you do
What did
here
you do? Like, what's your
when you were
name?
here?
Yeah. And one of the times we're like, why do you stay here? And it came through, like I said, we don't have it anymore, but it was just as clear as day. And we felt, all of us heard it, and we when we went back and reviewed it, and we fell out laughing, because this Middle Eastern man's voice comes through very clear, and there was no Middle Eastern man anywhere that we could see around us. And he when we say, like, why do you stay here, he says, I work here part time. I mean, just like
With the accent
with
and
that
everything.
accent and everything, he was like, I work here part time, like he was like, what,
Are you?
like he was
Oh
offended,
my gosh.
and we were like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we caught this,
That's awesome.
yeah, he was saying,
That's
I
pretty
work here,
funny.
I work here, and it's just weird to think there's still a guy, maybe that worked there years ago, that's still sweeping up or doing whatever he did there,
But
Probably
only
wasn't
part
looking
time.
for
And
it. Only
so,
part time.
yeah.
Only part time. Yeah. Part
That's
time.
awesome.
Yes.
That is pretty funny.
But the one that I sent you, we had through the recorder, and I'm convinced it's one of the sisters, because this place was run by two sisters for years and years in like the 1920s and 30s, and so they were very avant-garde, for their time,
Yeah,
business
ahead of their
owners.
time,
Yeah.
yeah.
And we're roaming the halls, and we're asking questions, and when it comes through, I hear, it's very whispery and eerie sounding, which a lot of EVPs are, but I hear a woman's voice say, excuse me, did you say something? And that's kind of what I'm hearing her say, is like, excuse me, did you say something? Like, she heard us asking questions, but didn't make out, what we had asked. And that was from the same place that we called the funny EVP that we wish we could have shared with you, and to hear the guy say, you worked here part time.
That would
But
have been amazing.
yeah, but
But
I said,
this one, it was weird because I listened to it a few times and I was like, I couldn't make out a lot, but I thought it said neat and cool. I don't know. It was just out of the blue. I don't know.
yeah, I saw,
That's just
I,
what
yeah.
it sounded like to me. I don't know.
And yeah, to me, I mean, what I got, and it, again, it's open. You can definitely hear something's there, but it sounds to me like she was saying, excuse me, did you say something? Was
I'll
what
have to
is
go
was
back and listen to it
almost,
again.
yeah.
It's cool though. I mean, it's very faint, but
Yes.
it's still, you can still tell something's there. It's not just,
Right.
random noise. That's what I like
Right.
about it. Now,
But yeah, and EVPs have a quality to them too that I found, like a very weird, echoey, far away, a sound that when you hear it, you kind of know.
Well, some can sound closer, some can
Yeah,
sound
some can sound
far,
closer. Yeah,
far,
it's
far
I
away.
love it when you catch the ones that are
The real
just
clear, really
real clear,
clear.
like they're
I
talking
mean, right off the bat, you
right
could
into
tell
the
who's
mic.
that, yeah.
But a lot of them have an eerie, like they're talking to
From a
you through a
distance.
tunnel kind of effect. And I know that there's something about that, why it sounds like that. But that they're talking to you from another dimension,
The
basically.
distance.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So.
they're cool. That's my favorite kind of evidence.
Yes.
Let's talk about these pictures you sent me here and
You see that, Ma?
Oh yeah.
okay, now where is this? This is the full
You remember
picture.
that? Yes.
So
That's
that's the
the
Whitmire House in Milton, Florida. And it has been many things over the years, from like an all girls halfway house. It's been an orphanage, and it's been an
Yeah,
old folks
old folk.
home.
I think old folks home
Wow.
was thing it was.
But now it's an orphanage again.
Oh, it's an orphanage? Yeah. Is it still open again?
Someone bought it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But at this time, and this was back in like 2010,
it was closed.
It was vacant.
Yeah.
It looks vacant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'll post these pictures on our website and I think on Instagram too, so people can see them.
Oh, cool.
That's okay.
Yeah, for sure. And so we had heard tales. We had heard tales that this place was haunted and very active. In fact, the stories get crazy. Like, and they might be true that like a long time ago, like in the 50s or 60s, there was a pedophile that lived in a little cabin in the woods behind this place.
Okay.
That, you know, got found out and was running from the law. You remember that he hung himself?
Yeah, that's one of the stories.
And in the middle of his cabin, and he wasn't found for a long, long time.
Oh.
But so anyhow, there's all these kinds of stories that circulate around this place. But we were like, hey, let's go check this place out, you know? So we went there.
It was pretty early on.
It was like 2010.
Started. Yeah.
Probably spring of 2010. And so we, you know, I think we were able to find one way in, and we did kind of go in a little bit, but we mostly stayed outside.
Yeah.
But we never vandalized and were respectful and stuff.
Right.
But,
right.
But this particular night, it was a spring. It was like March. It was perfectly dry and clear. It was, you know, stars, you know, I don't know if there was a moon. It was kind of dark that night, but no clouds. It was very clear. And we're snapping pictures, just kind of walking around the property. And this particular set of photos, I mean, there's a bunch of them. I just sent you the two to show you. They were pretty much snapped back to back. Like, you know, we're just snapping away.
We always snap two or three at one time.
Yeah. And burst photos. Yeah.
There's like literally nothing in all the other ones. And then all of a sudden in this one photo, it was crazy. Because we saw it, of course, right in that moment, and we were just like, what on earth is that? And I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like it.
You are talking about this, right? The light? That's what I saw.
Oh, no. There should be another photo accompanying this one, is there not?
Orb ones?
Yeah. So there should have been...
I got this one, and then I got a one that had like a bunch of orbs in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when we were talking about the orb explosion.
Yeah. I don't think I put that one on here because
But what's weird about it, though, about the reason why I'm so impressed with it is it was not raining.
And it was not in any of the other pictures.
It was just totally like normal photographs. And then all of a sudden, and there's so many orbs in the second photo that if you really try to sit there and count all of them and look at them, there's layers and layers of them. Like there's the ones that are really big and close up, and there's some that go all the way back into the trees. It was just a really weird photograph.
It was cool.
It was very cool looking.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can put it up on our page.
But
this is what I really saw with that first picture. Do you guys see that?
Yes. I do.
Don't you think it looks like a doorway that's open?
Yeah, it does kind of. Yes, yes.
And then there's like,
I guess we focus so much on the orbs, we didn't catch that.
Well, it's so weird because there's nothing that I can see in the picture that would make that kind of reflection, because it's not really a reflection. It literally to me looks like a door that has opened with light shining through it. Because you can see where his flashlight falls, and it's not there. Because there's something dark around it. Okay. And then if you look here, there's a black shadow. I mean, it's solid black.
Yeah.
But there's nothing of that shape for it to be falling on the ground like that, except for this door. I mean, size-wise, it's not right. Like, the doorway looks smaller than what the shadow...
I don't remember any door like that.
Okay. It's just... But I can't find another object that would be reflecting that shadow.
Yeah, right.
It's like pitch black. It looks solid. I don't.
It does look solid.
Yeah. That's what I saw when I looked at this.
Okay.
Yeah, I never noticed that.
Well, you saw something we didn't see. We were so focused on the orbs.
Yeah.
So
that's crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but that place, it was just eerie to be there, and it was all abandoned, and But oh, but this one, you remember that?
Oh yeah, I took that picture.
Yep. So this was actually, wait, hang on now, was it the 2017 or 18?
17.
I think it was 17.
Yeah, the John Denham house. And
this was the world, this was the world's largest ghost hunt.
Oh, okay.
2017.
But this was before we even were doing, this was, we were just, when we first got there, I was just walking around taking pictures.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But this is at, but this was our, this was the location of our 2017 world's largest ghost hunt. It's the John Denham is house.
Melbourne.
Mm-hmm. It's Quincy.
Oh, Quincy.
Isn't it? Or is it Monticello?
Monticello.
Oh, I think I said the wrong place.
It's Monticello, Florida.
Monticello, Florida is, it's near Tallahassee. I mean, the best way to say is close to Tallahassee, Florida. Okay. But the little town's called Monticello. And this house was, is a beautiful Victorian.
It's a bed and breakfast.
It's also now a bed and breakfast. And it was originally built and owned by a very prominent businessman in that area, Mr. John Denham and his
he owned
family.
A shipping business, remember?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, he did logistics back in the day and became very wealthy.
Oh, shit. I just saw what you were talking about.
What's that? Oh, the orbs?
Oh, no. Are you talking about this particular photo?
Yeah. She was like, you can clearly see a woman standing. I'm like, I don't see a damn woman. Oh, I totally see it now. Okay.
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I literally just saw it.
No, you're totally fine.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And I didn't see it with my own eyes. I didn't see it until I went back and looked at the picture.
Yeah. And this photo freaked us out a little bit because I think one of his daughters, for sure, I think her name was Lucille. He had a daughter, a teenage daughter that passed away.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
In the house. And that, I'm sure they lived there for a long time, maybe many more did, but for some reason.
Well, he had several children, some died. And
But for some reason, I just feel like this is his teenage daughter. That I know she got sick probably from yellow fever or something like that. Cause there were, and this, in our neck of the woods and, turn of the last century in Florida, I mean, mosquitoes are ridiculous. And
Oh, yeah.
You know, we have a lot of cemeteries that have a lot of people that passed away from yellow fever. But I think that's what she passed away from. And, I just got the vibe that this, when I saw the photo, it looked like a girl from the turn of the last century.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was going to say 1800s at least.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Cause I think that this house
looks like she's got a corset on maybe.
Yeah. That's what we thought. Like maybe a bonnet or something.
Or
hairs up. And yeah. And one, and definitely like a Victorian era, like style of dress on.
Yeah. It it looks like, cause was there glass on that bookshelf?
Yes. Yes.
So
it's like she's standing in front of it, like it's a reflection then.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So what that is that's actually a china cabinet.
Okay.
And it has a bunch of the family's original silver.
Oh wow.
Like dining sets and stuff.
So there wasn't anything that could have formed like a
girl.
Like that, you know.
Oh, yeah, this totally looks like a person. Now that I can see it. Yeah.
And that's what mom says. It wasn't like she was standing looking out. It was
you
like,
can even see her little face.
It was like she was.
It looks like she's looking at you through the glass.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or doing that because it's safer to
like she's
to peek.
Look at me.
Yeah.
I was on the staircase.
Rather than her like come around the corner.
Yes.
Right.
She's like maybe trying to see because mom's standing on the staircase there, shooting down towards that's the entrance to the dining room.
Yeah.
That she's standing there, you know, peeping on her through that china cabinet.
Yes.
But for sure, when we saw it,
yeah.
We were really excited and was like, oh my gosh, there's,
yeah,
that's definitely a girl, a Victorian.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
It was totally. Really cool.
I'll show you what I was looking at when I saw this.
You're looking over on the bench.
The chairs, weren't you?
Now we thought we saw.
Well,
so
not we on were, the chairs right beside it.
Right beside it.
Yeah. Can you kind of see where there's a shadow coming out of that room?
Yeah. Cause we've had people say that they thought they saw someone in the chair.
Well, you know, I can understand that. It's the chair backs. It's making you the third way.
Yeah.
Okay. I see what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But that shadow right there coming out of the door, that's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know what that would be.
Yeah. And I think at this point, we were all kind of spread out. I think Mom was actually taking pictures by
Yeah, I was just walking around taking pictures before we started the...
We were upstairs in the bedroom still.
Yeah, I was just walking around taking pictures.
And she's like, I'm going to go take some pictures, you know. But that's definitely a place to check out,
yep.
You know, if you're ever... It's a wonderful bed and breakfast now. And we're glad that people like that one and the Pensacola Victorian bed and breakfast, that people buy these places and they restore them and
yeah.
they love them and they keep them, you know, even if they have to run it as a business, they're keeping mm-hmm. That history alive. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean?
That's the best part about this stuff.
Yeah.
Here's our next one from, yeah.
And then this was 2020. One.
Yes.
This was 2021 World's Largest Ghost Hunt.
The St. James Inn.
The St. James Hotel in Selma, Alabama.
Yeah.
Neat looking building. So this is the whole picture, and I see what you're talking about. And then this is it blown up.
Yeah,
Come
that's
on. That has got to be a real person in there.
No, that's a lady.
Now that one is.
I sent you that as.
Dang.
Okay, no, listen, okay. I think you might have misunderstood what I was saying.
Oh, okay.
You could see people walking around. Because the the glass was so clear that if it was a person.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. You did it just to show.
I did that to give a comparison. Like we could see people walking clearly, and we caught some. What we called in the next two photos, we can't really explain because they're not really solid at all, and even though they're blurry. They're blurry, like you think maybe it's motion, like someone moving, right? If you
but if the windows are clear, they would show this. Yeah,
you would see something, more
and you
than
can that. Tell
yep.
that you're not moving position just by if you look at the full pictures, you're pretty much in the almost exact same position.
Well, yeah, you can see one of our teammates' shoes there. They're sitting there with their. I'm perfectly still.
Yeah.
And
now who took these pictures?
Actually, it was Amelia, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was Amelia.
Yeah, Amelia.
I didn't take these. Yeah, it was Amelia.
Do you think this may have been a maid or something? Because it kind of looks like a maid outfit,
like in the day. Yeah,
that was what that's what we talked about. Like, we definitely thought this does have a maidish type of appearance to it. It's definitely a petite female form, is what it looks like.
Yeah.
And I do see almost like a black and white kind of.
Yeah.
If I can attribute any color to the outfit, you know.
Yeah.
Like maybe even got a little hat on that's like black and white.
Or a nun.
Yeah.
Somewhere along that.
Yeah.
A maid or a nun.
Some kind of black and white outfit, though. Mm-hmm. But yeah, to me, it was just like. It was very odd. And hard to say that was actually a person. I don't think it was a human because
I get the whole blurring thing. But the thing about it is that the plaque on the wall is solid. Like there's nothing blurred about it. Like you think, especially on the second one over here, the blue circle, that it would be a little bit distorted somewhat. Like, I mean, that's, and then the one that's circled in yellow, that's not really motion blurred,
right?
But
there was
weird.
Yeah,
it is weird.
And you can actually if I didn't send you, I can send you more because we have a bunch of us out here in the courtyard. That's not like something that's just there. Like I've got other pictures of those doors because that's actually the doors going in and out of from the building to the courtyard.
It's totally cool.
That there, it's clear. I have other pictures where there's nothing there. You know what I mean? There's nothing through those doors.
Right.
It's just there all the time. So whatever that was that we captured, it definitely is something that's walking by. And
well, yeah. I mean, you can tell. Just I mean, you can use the. I'm pointing to the screen like you can see me. You can use whatever this sign is on the wall as reference.
Right. And because you can see how it's moving from right to left.
Yeah, paint.
The
yeah,
yellow. I think
window
is first.
The yellow one was first, and I kind of flipped them up in the wrong way.
But yeah. So it's definitely walking by,
mm-hmm.
but it's just hard when we saw this and we really looked at it, and I was like, I don't think that's right. I don't think that's a living person, basically.
No, I don't think it is either.
Especially
given the being able to see the other person.
Yes, so that's why I sent you that. That was just kind of like,
okay,
hey, we were seeing people walk around, but this is what it looked like when we captured those people. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I was gonna be like,
I'm sure you were like, that's not.
I was like, that is no. There's no way. I don't think a ghost will wear a mask, but okay.
About
oh, I was gonna have to make fun of you guys for that one.
Catching the Rona. That's right. Oh my gosh.
Now these next two were kind of creepy.
Very creepy.
It reminded me of Slender Man.
Yes.
So talk about this place.
So this was actually this past year. This was 2022 World Largest Ghost Hunt. And
yes,
this was also in Selma. But this was at a place called the Heritage Village in Selma, Alabama. And that was the place where downtown they moved these buildings. I think there might have been one that was already there, but a lot of the buildings they moved from other locations, still from Selma, still that county, but they basically consolidated a few square blocks and they put a bunch of like historic buildings there for people to be able to visit and literally go inside these places, and then turned them into kind of like little museums.
Okay.
And some of them include like and these is like turn of the last century, 1800, early 1900, a doctor's office, a lawyer's office, a few little homes there. And behind one of the homes, they had the slave quarters, people literally lived in, that worked in one of the homes. And these photos are taken in the slave quarters. And so, you know, of course we have permission to be here. We're here at night and we're snapping pictures. Now let me preface it by saying that earlier on in the night, we were in the lawyer's building, the lawyer's office. I saw someone looking in the window in the lawyer's office. And I remark on it. Now that I can send you that recording, that I was like, did you guys see that? And nobody else had caught it. And they were like, what happened, Sarah? And I said, I saw a face in the window. There was a face looking in the window, but it's not there now. It was just there for a second and then it was gone. So everybody, I mean, they believe me. I'm a pretty rational person. They're like, well, that was weird, right? Well, then later on, we're in this place and we're in the slave quarters, and our girl Ashley, one of our investigators who's out of town, she's snapping pictures, and so she took these pictures, and she's doing the bursts where she hits it and it takes like 20 pictures all at one time,
right?
And and we see her
gasp,
get this look on her face, and runs where she's standing. She runs over to be by me and mom, and we're like, what's the matter? She saw it in real time. She was like,
she saw the face.
She was like, what is this, you know? And she pulls up the pictures, and we couldn't believe it, because she saw it, and we were able to look at the pictures and zoom in and clearly see that there's nothing. You're just looking out, you know, the window there at the trees.
Yep.
And then this very strange,
looks like they're looking in the building.
This very strange face, appears. And, you know, it was very kind of akin to what I had seen, in the lawyer's office, but it's very hard to describe because to me, it kind of looks skeletal.
Skeletal, monkeyish, kind of. It's very odd. I mean, you can clearly make out features.
And I would say to me, it looked skeletal. But there you go. You have the picture of it to kind of see. It was very unnerving for sure, and a great capture. You know, of course, when you do these things, you hope to get evidence, And especially like during the world's largest ghost hunt, you know, it's a big deal. But it was just a really cool moment. And it really, it, like I said, I had seen something in the lawyer's office, and then it really scared Ashley who took those pictures.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a creepy picture, especially, you know, I can imagine being there and knowing that there's something looking at you in the window, you know, don't know what it is.
Yeah, she saw it when it happened. So she's like, oh.
But the crazy part was that it was, so here's the thing though, whatever that was, it was very intelligent. And not to say that it was fearful, but it didn't want anything to do with us. I think it stayed outside.
Yeah,
it really was watching us from out when we would go inside these buildings. I think it would stay outside because we didn't have a lot of our equipment going off and stuff.
Yeah.
It was really being a peeping Tom, and it was really keeping its distance. So whatever it was, it wasn't harmful because it was just like, I don't know why these people are here and I'm going to kind of stay out here. But it was, whatever it was kind of strong enough to let, or we caught it. We saw it,
right?
You know?
Right. Yeah. It's pretty cool. Definitely. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, but we,
it's fantastic.
Thank you.
But we get excited. I know everybody who does this. I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, I heard you say, Mandy, that you've seen things and felt things. I've seen things, and I'm good at I think at like what, not to compare myself to her, but Elizabeth Warren, like she said she had a ability called discernment where you can enter a place and know if the energy there is bad or good.
What's that?
No, I'm sorry.
Lorraine Warren?
Lorraine. I didn't mean to call her Elizabeth. Lorraine Warren.
Elizabeth?
Yeah, I didn't mean to do that.
We got Elizabeth.
I don't know. But Lorraine Warren, she could sense when, if an energy was good or bad right away. And
you're probably an empath.
I might be.
Yeah.
Can you feel other people's feelings? Like, you feel like when you go into big crowds, you get overwhelmed for no reason?
No, that's not me. I have a cousin who's like that.
Mm-hmm.
What she says, she's always said that I'm like a shield. Melanie always described it as, I carry a big bubble around me and of energy, and that I am really good at, like, I don't let the dark stuff get close. And that's why a lot of people, I think, they run to me whenever something really dark is around, because
they feel protected.
They just want to be in my bubble, you know? And I, but I have never seen, though, I've never seen a full-bodied apparition with my own eye.
I haven't either.
And that's, I think, the holy grail for all paranormal.
They're rare. Well, I mean, you got to think of how much, like, energy is required.
But you're not fully
manifest,
right? A shadow person, not a full body.
Oh, shadow people! I see those every time I go to Mackey's. They're all over the. Now my tours may not, but when I'm by myself, I always do.
Yeah, I do kind of put those into two different categories: the shadow people and actually a full bodied apparition.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
But yeah. I think I would be content. I say content. I mean, I'm sure I'd be freaked out, but I think I could be very happy, and I could never do it again. I've told people that I would never ghost hunt again if I came face to face with someone and then they disappeared.
I would never say I'd never ghost hunt again, but that would be like the pinnacle moment.
Right.
I'd be done. I'd be like, you know what? You can't tell me otherwise. Yeah. they're real. You know what I mean?
Sarah can do that. And I can get, I'm good at communicating.
She is.
Spirits. I can get them to answer me.
Okay.
And I think that's because my mom is like,
is a mom.
She's like the mother hen, and she carries with her a very motherly type energy.
Yeah.
And I think that she puts people and spirits at ease.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody's going to get them to talk, like if all the rest of us are trying and they're just being completely quiet, it's like, all right, everybody be quiet and let mom talk to them, you know? And if anybody can get them to talk, she can, you know? So,
and I think that these people that in the paranormal field, I think a lot of them have their own, they all have their own gift.
Oh, for sure.
You know, I agree with that too, actually. I think if you're drawn to the paranormal, there's a reason for it.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not going to be everybody. I think.
And each team member kind of has their strengths.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like for Kim, my cousin, she was kind of the one who, Amy, the other girl who was on one of our other co-founders, she and I both are empaths. And Kim's function was as if we, if it was getting too much for us, she would just put her hand on our shoulder just to ground us. That was her role.
Well, and that maybe that's what Sarah's is.
Right.
You said she maybe that's Sarah's gift. Yeah. You have a way of calming.
Right.
So.
Yeah, maybe. It's a
protective thing. Mm-hmm. It's a protective
thing.
Yeah,
protective.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, now, how do people get in touch with you, find out what you guys are doing, or if they need to reach out to you for something?
Sure.
We have a Facebook page.
We do have our Facebook page, which is, of course, Midnight Girls and Boys. I think it's all together.
Yeah.
Midnight Girls and Boys on Facebook, or midnightboysandgirls.com. But you can also, it's a very long... My email's ridiculous.
Yes.
So's mine, don't worry.
But I'll say this for everybody. You can write it down if you want to, Mandy, but it's M as in Mary, 1, S as in Sam, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, R-E, 5-5, X-Y-I, D as in David, A as in Adam, at yahoo.com. When you look at it, it should look like it says something like Mistress, and everybody's like, what is that name? It's Zaida, X-Y-I-D-A. So Mistress Zaida at yahoo.com. We do hand out cards to people too, so it has our Facebook, that email, our phone numbers, but if anybody wants to reach out, definitely my email, and find us on Facebook, and we would love to talk. Yeah. And
do you guys have Instagram?
I'm on Instagram, but I need to put our Midnight Girls
girl
on.
Yeah, Instagram and TikTok, that's the two you got to be on.
We need to do that
then. Okay. I definitely agree with you, Mandy, for sure. And I think it's so cool that you're doing this. Like,
oh well, thank you.
I think it's awesome.
How long have you been doing it, Mandy?
Podcast. We started, we started just as true crime.
Okay.
It was a year in October. And then, well, this is our, let's see here. This is our.
I'm just curious.
You guys will be our 25th episode for the paranormal. So,
wow.
25, 26 weeks of this. Good. And got some really, really good interviews. It's nice to talk to different teams because, you know, we all have the same common goals.
Levels. There's different levels to me.
Yeah, yeah. There's and, you know.
And then there's, you know, the big
guy.
But all of us agree there's no such thing as an expert or a professional in this field.
No, no, there's not.
If you ever come across somebody who says they are, run away from them.
Right. They're possessed or something.
It's neat to see the different techniques that people use, and you know, it's great, you know, to talk to people who have the same ideologies that you do when it comes to the other side. And you know, sometimes you get into religion and things like that, and it's just really fascinating to talk and realize that you're not the only crazy weird person out there.
There you go.
Who likes to do this weird stuff, and
now I
and
do
truly respects it,
yes,
and loves it.
I do believe in pure unity. I'm a big that was one of the best things about Miss Maria Schmidt and the World's Largest Ghost Hunt was the idea of pure unity.
Yeah.
I don't think ever before had we felt like
we were one,
that all we were now connected to a whole network of like-minded people.
Yeah.
Kind of like before that, it was like everybody was just kind of doing their own thing wherever they were. You know what I mean?
And there were some bad apples though, in that. Yeah, not on Team South. We were all cool. We were all.
Yeah.
I saw that. But
the idea of para-unity, I love, where it's everybody that this is a passion for them.
Yes.
That all of a sudden there were other people. You realized you weren't alone. There were other people like you. and yeah. and a
trying to
bunch of
preserve
us.
history. Yeah, a
yeah.
bunch of us, definitely.
A bunch of us,
and
you know.
Awesome to see places that, you know, you've never heard of and get to see pictures and videos and stuff from that. And also just, you know, even with my podcast, it's great to, you know, because I don't do TV personalities. Now, I did do an interview with Brandon Alves from Ghost Hunters. Him and because he's doing, they're trying to get a network for it, or more like streaming service, because networks, you know, they fake shit, so I don't get behind that. But they're doing this show, and I think they're 3 seasons in that they've had made. It's called Haunted Discoveries, and they are very total truth, no bullshit, no you know, not
no
faking
tricks.
Evidence or anything
yeah.
like yeah. There's no tricks. I mean, what happens happens,
right.
And you know, because they came to Mackey's and they wanted to hear the real stuff, which is very unusual, because everybody wants to hear about the demons and all the bad. And Pearl Bryant said, I'm like, that's all a bunch of bullshit. There's no demons here. First of all, if you know anything about this field, you know demons don't gravitate towards a place. They gravitate towards people. So if there's a demon here, someone brought it in with them. It's not because of this place.
Right.
And just they're just really, I hope they get a streaming service soon, because I mean, honestly, I think they're really going to change the face of paranormal reality TV and let people see what it really is, because this, what we do, it's fun. We're passionate about it, but it can also be very dangerous.
Yeah.
And
I don't think these people like TAPS or like Ghost Adventures, I don't think they really, well, Zach, everything's a demon, which is, my God. But I don't think they really show the dangers behind this, and it's not activity.
Yeah,
it's not, you may be someplace for 8 hours and get 5 minutes of activity.
Right.
That's how it is. And they don't show that stuff. So these kids are going into all these buildings thinking they're going to be able to talk to ghosts and, you know, not realize that they may be dealing with some kind of malicious entity that maybe attaches to them and they take it home with them.
That's true.
So it's nice to talk to other groups who understand that, and then that we can hopefully bring that more into mainstream media and that more consciousness of it.
I agree.
Yeah, we do urge that people don't go looking for trouble, you know.
Yeah.
And again, being respectful is such a big thing. Because you know, You could go in there somewhere thinking that you're big and bad and challenge something that you get way in over your head.
Oh yeah.
Fast, you know.
And I did an interview with Kalani Ghost Hunter, and I don't know if you guys have heard of him. He's he's got like, I think, 3 million followers on TikTok now or something.
Yeah.
So I did an interview with him, and I like him. His content is fantastic. I love that he's bringing, you know, publicity to some places that probably would have never been heard of, which is awesome. But he's going to get himself in trouble eventually, because he flat out told me on my podcast that he tells these entities they can come home with him. I'm like,
oh no, you don't do that.
No, your home is your home.
Right.
That's your safe space. You don't bring your work home with you, because you're just asking for trouble.
Right.
My kid, I understand you're young, you're early 20s, but it's not worth likes to put yourself in danger like that.
That's kind of crazy, actually.
Yeah, that is.
So, and you know, and I think that's what these TV personalities like to do. They just like to drum up drama, and these other kids are going to go out and follow their example, and bad shit's going to happen eventually.
That's true. I agree.
I think we as a community have the responsibility to try to teach people the correct way to do this, because it is a fun hobby. I love doing it. There's nothing, my God, when something happens, that's the best adrenaline rush you can have.
Yes,
you get
it
touched
is.
Or something.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm high for days.
and we've kind of made it a family thing. I'm sure that a lot, I think that a lot of paranormal investigators are the same.
Yeah.
I think families, and what am I trying to say?
You have to trust each other.
Yeah. Right. And
you
families gravitate. Like, I think that people that have abilities, like, it runs in people's families.
Yeah.
And I think that sometimes whole families get drawn into it.
Sure.
And then hopefully they pass down the knowledge to their children and their grandchildren because they're probably going to have similar experiences
Abilities.
throughout their
I agree.
lives.
Yeah.
And so, when you say teaching people the responsibility, we have taught. I've taught my children and my mom, her children and grandchildren the correct way to approach the spirit world,
Yes.
so that maybe they'll continue on. But yes, I mean, I think teaching starting when they're like teenagers, because
Yeah.
teenagers are going to be curious,
Yeah.
and we all know that. I mean, at least me personally, I mean, the teenagers start messing around with stuff that
Oh
they're
yeah.
not supposed to,
Sure. Yes, we need to teach
like
them the
Ouija
right way.
boards
Yeah.
and
Yeah, did that. Did that. Yep.
So you teach them like no, that's not
Well, I'm
correct.
a believer in Ouija boards, but I do it safely. Like I know how to protect myself, and because I mean, honestly, it's just another tool that we have. And I know a lot of people are against them because they think it open portals. But I mean, honestly, if you think about it, we can kind of open a portal with just about anything we use. So, but yeah, it's Ouija boards are a little bit.
I would say grown up. I wouldn't want, Milton Bradley
Oh yeah, I
or
can't believe they're sold in toy stores. Yeah.
but yeah, you can go to Walmart today and they got them in the
Yeah.
game. But you know what I
Yeah,
mean?
I
With Life and Monopoly, and I'm like, I look at it, I'm like, I don't think this is a kid's game. Do you know what I mean?
No, I think it
And
should
that's
be geared around people who are a little bit more experienced and kind of understand the ramifications of things that you can do with things like
course.
that,
That is one of those weird aspects of our world, though, that they sell
Oh, it's
Ouija
so
boards.
controversial.
They
Some
sell
people are like,
spirit boards.
somebody's like, they cross you if you say anything. I'm like, I'm not conjuring demons, relax.
Oh, that is so funny. Oh, and that's
I love
another
it.
thing. People crack us up. We tell people what we do. If we get in the vein of the conversation, it's like, we're paranormal investigators, and
Yeah.
it's so funny how many
That's the
people,
first thing they think
when
is
you
like,
say, "Yeah, we hunt ghosts and we like to investigate haunted places and stuff and
probably
talk to the dead,"
reach out spirit.
and they instantly are like, "Oh," and like you said, do the sign of the
Yeah.
cross, like you communicate with demons,
I'm like,
and it's
no,
like,
we're not trying to
no,
communicate.
we
Are
are
y'all in the
not.
Bible Belt?
Well, yeah. Oh,
Yes.
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That
Oh my
explains
goodness.
a lot because up north they're fascinated by it. But yeah,
Oh, okay.
go
No,
down
we live
south,
in.
people definitely start crossing you then.
Oh
Yeah.
yeah,
They're like throwing holy
we
water on you.
most of our family are Southern Baptist.
Oh yeah, I've been there. Yeah. Yeah.
We live in the Florida Panhandle, so some people call this the Redneck Riviera. I call it LA, Lower Alabama, because literally Alabama's right above us, just a
Right.
hour away. But
Yeah.
yeah, it's very people are very superstitious down here. We'll put
Yeah.
it that way.
Oh
For
yeah.
sure. Yeah.
Yeah,
But also
absolutely.
the South is one of those haunted places, in my opinion.
Yeah.
We've got some
Pretty
very
scary.
interesting, scary places,
Oh, definitely, because I'm from Tennessee, so yeah, there's lots of places there too.
Oh
Yeah.
yeah.
Some not very far from our land that we have out there. It's pretty cool. But yeah, well,
Fun.
ladies, thank you so much for coming on today.
Oh,
This
thank
has
you
been
for
an
having
awesome
us.
conversation.
Hey, we would love to be back on. Just keep
We've
us in
enjoyed it.
mind.
Girl,
Maybe.
absolutely, because you guys were easy to talk to and kept the conversations going, and that's always good for, when you're doing interviews. So
Oh, thank
no
you,
dead
Mandy.
air.
Thank
You are
you.
quite welcome, ladies. And like anytime you want to come back, you just let me know and then I will definitely reach out sometime
Okay.
because you will come back on. I think, I don't know, maybe you should be regular sometimes,
Oh,
Oh,
well,
okay. We'd be happy to.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Thank you, Mandy.
Thank you. And you take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Paranormal Whispers, a Through the Abyss podcast production.